And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios today with Captain Ryan Bastian from the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Going to be talking yellowtail today and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new, because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at sandiegocountyford.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons C4th Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new C4th Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at C4th Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com. The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HD is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HD is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a fun show today.
Indeed it is. Captain Ryan Bastian, fresh off the Yellowtail Grounds aboard the San Diego. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Pete. Morning, Rick.
Great to have you in the studio. You were there yesterday catching yellow.
It seems like just a couple hours ago.
Yeah, I bet it was, huh?
You guys didn't waste much time. It was a lot of time in the yard, and, like, you were back running for a day, and the next thing you know, it's like, okay, there's limits on the San Diego.
Yeah, we had caught limits our second day out there.
Last Sunday,
yeah.
Before this little blow that we had.
Before the blow we had, the water dropped in temperature a couple degrees after Tuesday's wind, but it's starting to come right back up. Yesterday, on our way down to the grounds, we were driving through 59.5-degree water to get down there.
What?
Yeah, really cold. And then on the way home, I noticed it was 61.5 the whole way home. So in one day, it jumped right back up.
Cool.
Nice. It's coming. There's a good amount of yellowtail down there. They don't bite every day. If you catch them at the right time in the right areas, it's been some really fun surface iron fishing, especially I see a lot of the private boaters down there running from spot to spot on birds, and those guys are having a ball. We're not doing all that much on the surface iron, just a few. Most of our fish have been sonar schools that we can get underneath the boat down deep, and we're catching them on the yo-yo really good.
Nice.
Yeah, that's how most of our
yo-yo key.
Yo-yo's the key. I've been telling the guys, a lot of our guys like to throw the surface iron. I've been telling our guys, give yourself 3 casts per stop with the surface iron. If you don't have a bite by then, put the surface iron down and start letting your yo-yo jig sink.
Yeah.
And that's been working out good. If you don't hang one in your first couple casts on the surface iron, it's probably not going to happen. Just when they come underneath the boat, they've been coming underneath the boat at 180 feet, so you need to get down there.
Any particular yo-yo that's been working?
Just the heavier ones, the full-size ones, you know, the heavy.
Not the juniors.
The full-size 6X, the 7X heavy, Tatty 4Os, the bigger jigs. Yeah, the flat falls have been working good. Those things sink really fast.
The heavier flat fall.
The
like
heavier
the 160, 200.
160, even that, the biggest 250. One,
250.
250. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they haven't been shy as far as eating a big jig. They haven't been shy when they come underneath the boat. It's just getting them underneath the boat that's been a little difficult sometimes.
Nice grade fish, too.
Beautiful grade fish. You know, the small one would be a 12-pounder. There's some up around 24, 25 pounds, but the average size is right there, 18, 20 pounds.
That's awesome.
Whoa!
That's awesome.
Yeah. Average size.
Average size, yeah.
Wow.
Beautiful fish.
And man.
Lots and lots of food out there for them, so I don't think they're going anywhere.
Yeah, and lots of red crab, is that what they're feeding on?
Red crab, small anchovy balls we're starting to see now, krill, baby squid. We've seen baby squid in our fish hold at the end of the day. There's a little bit of everything.
Wow.
Smorgasbord out there, yeah.
So you're running every day?
Every day, unless the weather report is bad. We do have some wind forecasted, I think, for this coming up Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we're online every single day. As long as the weather's good, we're going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of C4 Sport Fishing, call and make a reservation,
A reservation, yeah. Passport is required or a passport card. Call C4 and they'll put you down. Come out and catch some springtime yellowtail.
Right.
And
yeah.
It's a pretty simple process. As long as you have your passport, when you make your reservation, you give all the numbers, and you guys handle all the visa material, the whole thing.
Yeah, when you walk up to the ticket counter, they're going to ask for your physical passport or your passport card, and the guys in the office are going to keep it for a little bit, and they're going to scan it. They have a passport scanner. They're going to give it back to us on the boat, and with all the information that they scanned off of your passport, they'll purchase the visas for you. So when you step on the boat, you have already bought a visa.
Yeah,
that's one of the things that I bet guys don't realize is, you know, a private boater has to go on the website and fill out the information and pay for it. And when they go on a 3-quarter day trip, that exact same process is being done. You just don't have to deal with handling it. The office, and hats off to the office staff at Seaforth. They have got so fast.
They got
it's
it down.
Crazy.
They have it down. They can process 50 visas really fast. You wouldn't think that they could get it all done in that amount of time, but they sure do. Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
It's a simple process.
Yeah. And once they've got it dialed in, you don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to worry about it, yeah.
Just buy your ticket, and that's are the visas included in the ticket?
It's included in the ticket price, yeah. The cost of the trip is $145. $25 of that goes to a visa, and $15 of that goes to your Mexican fishing license.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what if you have an annual Mexican fishing license?
If you have an annual Mexican fishing license, you save $15 per trip.
So it's one 130 instead of 145.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go on three or more fishing trips in a year, it pays to get that annual Mexican fishing license.
Just when you check in, just present your annual Mexican fishing license along with your passport or passport card.
That's correct.
And then you're set. Just out of curiosity, how many passport cards are you seeing?
We're starting to see more and more.
Yeah.
We are... You know, in the beginning, it was only one or two per trip. Now I would say about a third of our passengers have passport cards.
So much easier.
So much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ricky and I have been talking about it since the beginning of that whole process. When you apply for your passport, just get the passport cards. It's an extra $25, $35.
Yeah, it's like $20 or $30. It's not much.
And it's like a driver's license. You can keep it in your wallet.
Yep.
You don't have to go, what did I do with my passport?
And if you ever walk across the border coming back from Tijuana, we learned this on our El Salto trip. Bob Fletcher had a passport card 1 year. You can go to a separate line.
Yes.
So the line to get across the border might be 45 minutes long for everyone that doesn't have a passport card. If you have a passport card, you can go not to the sentry line, but you can go to a different line.
Yes.
And walk right across the border.
Right across.
That's right.
It's nice.
Much easier to do.
Much easier.
Of course, now you can just use the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Fly in.
That is nice,
even
too.
Easier.
Yeah, you guys use the bridge, right?
We were part of the first people to use that bridge. It opened like the day before we got home, and man, is that nice.
That's cool.
That's very nice.
Makes the process of flying out of Tijuana Airport much easier.
Much, much easier, yes.
No doubt about it. So, but flying, now let's clarify that. Flying, you need your passport.
You need a passport book, yes.
Passport book, not the passport card.
That's
correct.
So if
you're flying out of L.A., San Diego, Tijuana, wherever, the passport card does not work when you're going by air.
That's correct.
You get a passport. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think you can, because you can walk across TJ with your passport card.
Yes.
And then when you're flying from Tijuana to Cabo, isn't that not an international flight? Doesn't that make it a domestic flight?
Yes, but they're going to ask. You have to get your visa at the airport and show
then
you
need
passport,
a book,
right?
Not a card,
Ryan.
Yeah,
I'm with you. Regardless, get the book, but.
I think you need the passport book to fly still, regardless of it's
whether you're out of Tijuana or out of San Diego. But either way, get them both.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're set. When you go fishing on the San Diego.
Yeah, just keep it in your wallet at all times.
You always have it on you.
No doubt about it. So what's coming up? So what do you see this yellowtail doing? Is it going to march north? Is it going to just stay? There's no reason for it to leave where it is right now, right?
Yeah, it's hung tough through some pretty bad water. You know, on Wednesday, right after that wind, we had some 57 degree borderline brown water down there, and we were still seeing them. So
crazy.
They've hung tough through some pretty tough conditions. I'm hoping they're going to move north, because it's a long drive for us. It's 35 miles to the zone from Mission Bay. I'm really hoping they're going to move north. They typically do. It'll be like most years where they move up to the Rock Pile, then up to South Island, Middle Grounds, North Island, you know, just like Yellowtail been doing forever. And it makes it it gives us a lot more fishing time when it's up there around the islands. Where it's at now, it's a long run.
It's a long way. Yeah, 35 miles, a long way to go.
A quarter day trip. What time does that put you down in the zone?
We're getting down to the zone like 9:30, 9:45, pretty close to 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
And if we're not out of there if typically we've been leaving the grounds around 3 o'clock, we're back to the dock at 7. So
wow.
It's a long day.
It's a
lot of traveling.
Yeah.
But you have to keep going, because if you get on the right school like we did last Sunday we had limits out of two drifts. We made two drifts. Yeah, made two stops, had limits, and went home.
Now, is there any truth to the rumor that Bob Fletcher has turned from the black cloud to the lucky charm?
I think the tide is turning with that man.
Yeah, I
think the tide is turning. Yeah, he's doing very well. very, very well.
He was on the boat last Sunday, right?
He was on
you had limits and headed home. What time were you back at the dock when you had that day.
We got back to the dock at 5 that day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
With limits.
With limits. Everybody. Yeah. He was on the boat that day. He was on the boat yesterday. Yeah, I think his Black Cloud reputation's going away.
Yeah, okay,
kind
good.
Of a bummer.
Good for Bob. Well, kind of a bummer.
I don't know.
Because we can't give him a hard time.
I don't know that I'm getting behind that, to be honest. I just don't know that I'm getting behind that.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. We have a lot to talk about. It's yellowtail season. It's springtime. Time to go fishing aboard the San Diego.
No doubt, man. Life is great, and the fishing are biting, and we want to have you be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. If you want to join us, there's two ways that you can be a part of the show, and first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or try us toll-free. That toll-free number, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking fishing, talking catch reports, and talking all about the San Diego, we've also got a couple of great prizes. Two lucky callers are each going to win a chance to go fishing with Captain Ryan on the San Diego. Two callers are each going to win a three-quarter day pass to go fishing aboard the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through, talk to Ryan, ask a question, and have your chance at winning those great trips, 858-457-1090. It's open right now, and when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance. 619-640-3130 or check the number 5 THAVEINS.com.
It's long range season and time to get your gear ready. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. We are proud to be Southern California's premier Shimano dealer. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Saragossa, Tranks, Terramar, Waxwing, Colt Sniper, Flatfall, Torium, Tiagra, and too much more from Shimano to mention. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to properly equip you for your trip. Come visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all five species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink, and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnac River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnac gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, I'm going to tease it a little bit here. We're putting a new thing together with Shimano, Let's Talk Hookup, and the San Diego. It's going to be called Terramar Tuesdays.
Terramar Tuesdays,
and
yes.
The first one's going to be April 5th, and you just buy a regular ticket on the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing.
Yeah, go make a reservation just like any other trip. There'll be a Shimano representative on the boat.
The first one is going to be Robbie Gann, who we're going to hear later on with more details in the show today from Robbie about it. But
yes.
And they're going to bring a bunch of tackle, a bunch of Terramar rods with all kinds of different Shimano reels for you to try out.
That's correct. If you've ever seen a combination, a rod and reel combo in a tackle shop, and you wanted to fish with it before you made your decision to buy it, you can now do that on Terramar Tuesdays. Come out, fish with it for the entire day if you want to.
We'll announce here on Let's Talk Hookup when these are going to be. There are going to be quite a few of them through the season on the San Diego. And
one a month, I believe.
Yeah. And so April 5th will be the first one.
Yes.
So it should be a good time.
Yeah. There's no better way to find out how a rod and reel is going to work than actually fishing with it.
No doubt.
You can hold it and bend it in the tackle shop as long as you want, but until you actually fish with it, you're not going to know how comfortable it is and how much you like it.
Yeah. So this is it's just a regular reservation. Just call C4th. You want to go on the first one, April 5th. Make a reservation. It's going to be popular. So
I think it's going to be popular.
Yeah. Terramar Tuesdays coming up starting April 5th.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we'll hear more from Robbie later on in the show here and get details on what he's bringing and how it's all going to work. So in the meantime, let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it. Well, jam-packed they are. Absolutely every single phone line is full. We're going to start it off in Rosemead with Mike. Mike, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on the phones on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Ryan. Hey, my nephew, he's going to be on spring break this week, and he's 15, kind of a big guy, so he's not really small, but he's got a passport. Going on your boat would be a good break-in trip for him?
I think it would. Absolutely. We have a lot of kids that fish with us. It's the thing I like about the San Diego is we carry all different calibers of fishermen. It's entry-level sport fishing for the most part. We do have our seasoned veterans that are out 3, 4, 5 days a week if they're biting sometimes. But it's great for kids, especially right now with the yo-yo fishing. You could set them up with a rod with 40-pound test, give them a heavy lure, and we'll tell them every time the boat stops, let your lure sink for 2 minutes and start winding it up as fast as you can. It's probably one of the most beginner-friendly ways to catch a yellowtail.
That's a good way to
yo-yo
put it.
Yo-yo fishing's the equalizer. Like, it doesn't matter how many times you ride the boat how good your gear is or anything. I mean, you drop it down and wind it back. I mean,
absolutely. It is the great equalizer. We have had some phenomenal fishermen on the boat in the last couple of weeks have some tough days where a 15-year-old kid up the rail from them goes home with 4 fish.
Yeah. And the guy that has all the fancy gear and has been on the boat 100 times is not catching anything.
Is not catching anything, yeah. You know, quite often it's the other way around, but like Rick said, it is the great equalizer.
Yeah.
So it's perfect for kids.
You said something about yo-yo jig fishing a few years ago that I think it rings totally true, and I've changed the way that I fished with it sometimes, and I think you're certainly right. Back in the day when I was growing up yellowtail fishing, like, the cool reel, like the raddest thing you could have, was a yellowtail special that had 4-to-1 gears in it, you know, and it changed from a 3.25-to-1 to a 4-to-1, and that was the fast reel, and you used to turn the handle as fast as you physically could to catch a yellowtail. That was how I was taught to fish them. Yep. And you said a while ago that that's not necessarily the case anymore. I think it's true, isn't it?
You know, we started to see very often on the boat that the rent rodders were out fishing the people with their own tackle. It was becoming a common occurrence. And so we had to look at it and go, what the heck is going on here? Why is this continuing to happen? And we figured out that with the new, better technology reels, guys turning the handle as fast as they possibly could, they were actually winding the lure too fast. Yeah, too fast. And so with the newer reels, with the higher gear ratios, just turn the handle at a nice, comfortable, medium pace, and you're fine.
Okay.
You don't need to burn your elbow off anymore.
Now, you mentioned the Shimano flat falls were working pretty well.
They do work well.
Are they eating it on the sink or on the wind?
Mostly on the wind, which is kind of surprising. You know, I like fishing those flat falls, especially for bluefin, and they bite them really good on the sink. And most of my bites over the years have come on the sink. Recently, they're biting them on the wind.
Okay.
The thing I really, really like about that flat fall is how hard you can pull once you have one on. Yo-yo lures tend to fall out pretty regularly. A full-size 6X or a Tatty 4-0, I can't tell you how many times we gaff a guy's fish and the jig just falls out as soon as we gaff it with the weight, you know, pulling the hooks out. A flat fall, if you have them connected, you got them.
Yeah.
It is not coming out.
And the nice thing about it, too, is it sinks fast.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of wind, a lot of current.
Sinks.
You're going to get down in the zone quickly.
A lot of times that is the key to getting a bite, being the first few lures into the zone. We had Daniel Koska, a regular passenger of ours, fishes on the Royal Polaris, fishes with us all the time. He came out last Saturday and Sunday, and he was fishing a PL-68.
Cool.
And we looked at him.
A big lure. Heavy lure.
Yeah. Me and the crew looked at him and went, Daniel, come on.
Wrong with you.
Yeah. I understand you used to fish in the 60s, and but come on. Put this Tatty 4-0 on, or full-size 6X. He stuck with that PL-68, and on Saturday he had four fish, and on Sunday he was releasing them, had as many as he wanted.
Wow.
On a PL-68.
Wow. Okay, so how many PL-68s are dropping down there?
Well, I wouldn't reckon. Yeah.
That's Popeye arms.
Yes.
You drop it twice.
He eventually stopped fishing it because his arm was wore out. He was getting tired of winding the thing.
That's a big jig.
So.
Yeah, that's a jig, for those that don't know, that we use to fish giant elephant tuna down below there, and it's a big jig.
It's a big jig.
It's a big jig to wind back.
Yes.
You drop for a lingcod where you don't move, you just wiggle it around and wait for something to bite it, and then you wind it back up.
Right.
Exactly, yeah.
But he was getting bites because it was just sinking so fast.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Well, Mike, take that kid fishing, and looks like a good time, and as we head more into spring here, next week you said a little blow on... Actually, Easter Sunday looks pretty nice tomorrow.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does. It looks very nice.
Sneak away tomorrow. Take them tomorrow. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Look who's on the line. We talked all about him already. Robbie Gant from Shimano. Good morning, Robbie.
What's up, Robbie?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, we made an announcement and said we're going to have details to follow, so fill us in on Terramar Tuesdays.
You know, basically what we wanted to do was team up with Ryan and his team and... you know, starting April 5th, I'll be showing up with a bunch of Terramar rods, matched up with Tranks reels, Talica reels, Trinidad's, Toriums, a big bag of jigs, and kind of the idea is just to let customers, you know, Ryan's customers use, you know, the gear to go catch all those big elephant fishing.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Nice. So you're going to have, like, big flat falls like we were just talking about for the people on the boat to use, and all the gear, and... the gear will be all set up with Power Pro and the wind-ons, the fluorocarbon wind-ons, the whole deal will be ready to go. You ever wanted to try a Shimano rod and reel, a Terramar rod matched with one of your favorite Shimano reels, and actual fishing conditions, this is your opportunity, and it doesn't cost a penny more, right?
Yeah, it's all free. Just you know, I guess your ticket price to get on the boat, but if you need to borrow a rod or you want to use something, or, you know, if you never used a Talica or a Tranks, you know, hit me up on the boat if you're on that trip, and I'll give you one to use, you know, for the day. But we do have to share. I don't have an unlimited supply of gear, so if you find your favorite one, catch a fish and then give it back so somebody else can use it.
That's awesome, man. What a cool deal.
And you'll know right away, right when you hook a yellowtail on one of these reels and you're able to fight it and land it, as easy as these reels wind these fish in, you'll know right away that it's the rod and reel for you.
Yeah.
You know,
no doubt.
Robbie's kind of like the pusher man. He wants to get you hooked, you know.
It's like
he's got it's like, you know, yeah, try this. And then all of a sudden, man, I got to have one of those.
Yeah, try it, and then I have to take it back.
The first time's free, though. You know, no problem.
That's right. The first time's free.
Yeah, that's it. So, Robbie, like we say, there's not going to be enough gear for you to use that rod and reel for the day. So you still need to bring your own or rent it at C4 Sport Fishing, which they rent Shimano equipment at the landing there, too. So either rent or bring your own to the boat, and then you get to supplement utilizing this brand new, high-end, top-of-the-line Shimano gear.
Yes, sir. That's exactly how it's going to go down.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And like you say, you're going to have lots of different lures for them to try. What kind of lures are you going to bring?
Obviously flat balls, from, 100 gram to 130 grams seem to be the hot sizes and, all the different colors. Cold Sniper, it's probably a little early to be bringing the Orca lures out, but, come season, we'll definitely have some surface plugs, to go along with it.
And Robbie and I will be in contact with each other. I'll call him a few days before the trip and let him know what they're biting. So if we get into the middle of the summer and we have yellowfin tuna around, we can start bringing out the orcas. We'll be in constant contact.
All right.
That's
good.
Cool.
And yeah, as this is not just going to be April 5th. These are going to continue through May, June, July, August, September. So it'll be different seasons, different fish, and Robbie will be upgrading or adding the equipment as needed during those seasons, right?
Yeah. So April 5th is kind of just to kick off, just to see how this thing's gonna work. I think it'll work well. Yeah. But as the season, as we get into season, the idea is to do this every single Tuesday throughout the season, so we can get more guys kind of checking out the gear. Obviously during season, you're going to be able to catch a lot more fish too. So we want guys to be successful with the tackle, and so this is a trial run April 5th, but yeah, once season rolls around, we'll be doing it every Tuesday.
So if you want to go, what do you do, Ryan?
Just call the landing and make a reservation. It's that simple.
No extra cost, no extra nothing, just go fishing.
No extra cost, just come out, and Robbie and his staff is going to be there for loaner tackle. Very nice loaner tackle.
Yeah. No cool. Kidding. And all part of the ticket price. Sign up. It's Terramar Tuesday. And we're going to let you know here on Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, next Terramar Tuesday is going to be on this particular day. So make your reservations at C4 Sport Fishing. You tune into Let's Talk Hookup. We'll make sure that we tune you in to when those Terramar Tuesdays are going to be.
Perfect.
All right. Robbie Gant from Shimano. Glad we're putting this together, Robbie. It's going to be
cool.
A fun time.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, guys. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot for making it happen. We appreciate it, too. All right. Look forward to
anytime.
It. Anytime. All right. Take care. All right. Hey, look who's on there.
You got it. It is the Cast Man. It's time to find out what's biting out down south. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They have Mexican and California licenses. They offer trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. It's at the end of the 67 freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com for more info. And let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro.
Cast man.
What's up, Cass?
Hey, man. It seems like the last few weeks, I don't have much to report, Fishing has just been so-so or kind of bad, and it's still about the same. It seemed like it improved a little bit. We're into spring now, and I think we're going to see starts picking it up, especially in that San Jose del Cabo area up inside the Sea of Cortez there, up toward the Iman, San Luis. Those banks up there are starting to produce. There's something going on there. There's more tuna schools coming in. Not a lot of real big fish. I think the biggest one they pulled out last week was about an 80-some pounder. But most of the fish are in that 15, 30-pound with an occasional 40, 50. That's good. That looks like things that bank is starting to shape up. And as it did last year, it took off and held that way all the way through the fall. And it was almost guaranteed tuna every day. You go over there and you get your limit of tuna. A few wahoo showed up this week. A few dorado showed up. So things are changing. As far as the Cabo area, a few striped marlin here, occasional dorado there. You get over to Mossavlon, the same thing there. They're picking up a few striped marlin there and a few tuna. Ixtapas y Huatanejo, not a good week for them. They were raising about one, maybe two sails per boat per day. And inshore has been really, really good for a lot of the big jack crevalle. There's some big jumbo jacks being caught. But anyway, that's the report. I'm waiting to give you guys one of those outrageous reports that we get, but it's still coming.
So all the fish swam to Panama, right?
Oh God, yeah, Pete. Hey, talking about Panama, we got to thank Mark Mills. Man, I've got a little care package, and it's consisted of the new Shimano Orca Pops.
Orca Poppers,
right?
Yeah.
On. Nice.
You bet,
man. I'm
not
talking about popsicles. I'm talking about these things are gorgeous.
Aren't they nice?
I'm telling you, I'm looking at one right now, and you know, it's so gorgeous, and it's got to produce. I mean, just the way it's constructed.
So gorgeous, you don't want to put it in the water?
They'd be a fool not to bite it, Cass, man.
they're really those new Shimano Orca Poppers are very, very nice.
What I'm scared of is something is going to bite it, and it's going to be big.
No, and you lose it.
And Pete, I may have to hand off the rod to you.
Oh, well, we'll see. We'll see a week from the day. We're headed for Pesca Panama, our Let's Talk Hookup Cast Tours trip. Looking forward to that, Cast Man. So make sure that all those fish are swimming toward Panama, and then we'll report back here the following week. But in the meantime, how do we find you at Cast Tours?
Well, first of all, Pete, I want to just let everybody know on that Lake El Salto trip that Ricky and I are hosting, we got four spots left. So
that's it?
Four
out of 16, and it's next February.
Right. And just to let the guys know that are in San Diego, there's some really good fares. I just purchased I'm going out of Tijuana myself. I've got three tickets I booked this week at $150, and that was including choosing my own seats, included that pass, the
round,
walk across the bridge.
Round trip. How
and
about that? $150.
Yeah. And so it's a great fare. It's going to be a fun trip. And anyway, give us a call at 800-593-6510. Check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And Pete, I'll see you in Panama.
See you in Panama.
I was going to say, Captain Ryan Boschian is such a regular down there that they're just going to build him his own room. So I've been getting the full lowdown. I've been getting totally doped up for us.
All right, man. Well, maybe can we share that room, Rick? Or
I'm trying to work on him for getting the keys right now.
I'm sure the bar is fully stocked in there.
All right, Cass, man.
Take care, guys.
All right, Cass. We'll see you in Panama. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Well, let's jump right back into the phones. They are definitely packed up. This time we're going to talk to Dan, who's calling us from San Diego. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, Ryan. First of all, Ryan, I want to thank you for offering that $15 discount for those having the Mexican fishing license, because I can tell you not every boat does that.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
And I've got a reel set up with 55-pound Power Pro Super Slick, Super Slick. And I've got about a 40-pound top shot on it. I think it's 40-pound mono, 60 yards or so. Is that a good setup for the yellowtails right now?
I personally like a longer top shot than that. For yo-yo fishing, yes. Spectra definitely has its place in this world, but for yo-yo fishing, I'm still a mono guy. And mainly because you're asking so much of your hook when you have one hooked up on Spectra. And like I talked earlier with the yo-yo lure, they like to fall out of the fish's mouth anyway. Any kind of extra stretch that you can have is going to help you land the fish. So if it were me, I would put a longer top shot on.
How long?
100 yards, 150 yards of top shot, just to give you some shock absorption, a little more room for error. You know, when you have a short top shot on, you have to hook your fish perfectly in a perfect spot of the mouth, or it's going to tear out.
Which is much easier to do with a fly line and a single hook. And
right.
Put one 4-0 J hook into them, you're probably going to bring them home.
You're probably going to get them. But with a treble hook, you know, you might have them hooked funny.
Yeah, and it might have them the outside of the head going in. Or
especially in the springtime where it's not flat calm all the time, just the boat rolling up and down on a 5-foot wind wave, that's enough to jerk your hook out. So use a good size top shot.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Kenny, who's calling us from UTC. Good morning, Kenny. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi, Kenny.
Yeah, I was calling. I wasn't known. And you see a lot more anchovy in the water this year than normal?
I wouldn't say more than normal. Recently, we're seeing some small anchovy up on the surface. There is, down where we're fishing south of the Coronado Islands, there is an amazing amount of bait, all different kinds of bait, red crabs, lizard fish, baby squid, anchovies. There's just bait all
over.
Sardine? Haven't seen much sardine. Yeah, but, you know, we're not in an area that is likely for sardine either. They like to be a little closer to the beach than where we're at. There's just an amazing amount of bait. I know last year there was a lot of anchovies around also. The bait guys were reporting having a really tough time finding sardine, and we fished with anchovies for a good portion of the year last year.
Now, the Everingham brothers, are they finding sardines now?
They're finding sardines, yes.
Are you carrying sardines on San Diego?
We've had sardines on every trip, yeah.
Are they biting sardines?
Not really. We're mainly using them for chum. And the reason we like chumming sardines is a lot of times when we get on these schools of yellowtail, they'll be right on the surface when we slide on them, but we can watch them on the sonar dive down to 120 to 240 feet really quick. They start diving towards the bottom. And we put some sardines in the water. We throw 50, 100 sardines in the water. A sardine can swim from the surface down to 80 feet really fast and get their attention, you know, get the school of yellowtail's attention. If you throw anchovies in the water, they lay on the surface and they might swim down only 10 feet. The yellowtail don't even know that you're there. So we like chumming sardines because they're a bigger fish, stronger fish. They can get down faster.
And all of a sudden the yellow sees it and says, oh, look at that.
Activate them. That's the whole deal. You need to activate that school. You know, once you get them activated and they're kind of in a frenzy, they swim through the boat, we can hook some.
So you're finding these schools on your sonar rather than your up and down?
Both visual bird school fish and sonar fish. There's been a lot of fish up on birds, especially kind of off the bank and into the deeper water. We've had a hard time getting those to bite really well. We'll slide on those bird spots and we'll hook one, two, or three on the surface iron and then they just swim away. But if we can find a school on the bank in shallow water, we have a shot of that school sticking with the boat.
What's shallow water?
240 feet,
okay.
300 feet.
Not
yeah, it's shallow for that area, but it's not shallow water.
Yeah.
It's deep water still. But out where the bird fish are, it's 600 feet deep.
Oh.
It's really deep. And that is the kind of fishing that is perfect for a private boater. You can run from bird spot to bird spot to bird spot, hooking one to three every stop, and that's a great day.
Yeah, like
if we hook one to three per stop, I think it's slow.
Yeah.
We need to hook 20 to 50 per stop.
And that's where the yo-yo
fishing. That's where the yo-yo comes into play.
All right. Very good.
Cool.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information, catch reports. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Piffa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
Hey, if you ever wanted to get a taste of fly fishing, here's your chance without even picking up a rod. Come join the Federation of Fly Fishers on April 2nd for a screening of Orvis's popular Down the Hatch Fly Fishing Festival. This is a collection of recent films that capture culture and essence of fly fishing today. These are family-friendly, hilarious, and will give you a sense of what it's like to experience both freshwater and saltwater fly fishing. Following the screening, chow down on dinner by my taco guy at Fisherman's Spot in Van Nuys. Tickets are only $20, and it includes the dinner. All profits benefit the Lahontan Cutthroat Trout Recovery Project. And again, Saturday, April 2nd, that's a week from today, doors open at 3:30 p.m. at the Los Angeles Valley College, which is 5800 Fulton Avenue in Valley Glen. Dinner will begin afterwards at the Fisherman's Spot, so don't miss this great opportunity to see some of the most talked about fishing films of the year. Tickets are available at the spot or online at the Federation website, which is SWCIFFF.org. You can link that on the Let's Talk Hookup website, too. This event is in conjunction with Orvis Weekend at the Fisherman's Spot on April 2nd and the 3rd. So hang around and shop for what will be two full days of seminars and demos. And that's all brought to you by Southwest Council, Federation of Fly Fishers.
Start 2016 strong with Yamaha's legendary reliability sales event. From January 1st through March 31st, purchase an eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and choose either 2 free years of limited warranty coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Yes, that's up to $1,500 in dealer credit towards the purchase of goods or services from your authorized participating Yamaha outboards dealer. Or 2 additional years of Yamaha extended service on top of your 3-year 4-stroke factory limited warranty for no extra cost. That's a total of 5 years of warranty coverage and an MSRP value of up to $23,000. That's right, eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes include a choice of 2 free years of Yamaha extended service or up to $1,500 in dealer credit, but only during Yamaha's legendary reliability sales event. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2016. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, Rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Had a note from Mr. Harold Davis, Davis Boats up in Paso Robles, Morro Bay area. Of course, for them, salmon season starts next Saturday. Might be shut down in a month. So only a third of the normal run is left. It's been hammered, I guess, and because of the low water and not the lack of spawning and such like that. So guys need to check the regs, he says. Barbless hooks in most areas and different sizes and different areas. So the size thing. Also, if you fish rock cod first, if you fish, you have a salmon on the boat, then you fish with barb hook for rockfish, you'll get a ticket. So in other words, if you fish rockfish and you have a salmon on the boat, so fish your rockfish first, then fish salmon without your barb, and then get the barbless hooks off of there. I guess that's what he's saying. So it's complicated. Read the regulations is the key there. Or call Harold up at Davis Boats.
Just make a trip down to Seaforth and go catch yellowtail in the San Diego.
Yeah. But
it's all the barbs you want.
Yeah. Multiple barbs of that, right?
In fact, add barbs to every lure.
Yeah. All right, let's jump into those phones. One line open. You want to get through, have a chance to win one of two passes to go fishing aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. There's your chance. 858-457-1090 open right now.
We're going to La Mesa. Talk to Matt. Matt, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning, Matt.
Question, when it comes to fishing the iron, do you think, be it surface iron or yo-yo jig, do you think it's more of a reaction bite, or is it more of a color? And if it's color, is there a particular color that's been getting bit better than others?
I think it's more of a reaction bite. I've never been a big color guy. And it's funny I say that, because I've actually seen some times where color is making a difference. But recently, doesn't seem to matter. The hot thing right now for people to come out with is a red jig. It's very...
Red jig.
Yeah.
That's the hotness.
Ricky could probably tell you all about it. I hear the red jigs are flying off the shelf at Fisherman's Landing.
Does that mean they're not eating blue and white?
They're eating blue and white just fine.
Are they eating scrambled egg?
Scrambled egg, they're loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So color really doesn't matter is what you're saying.
That, you know, where we're hooking these fish, 120 to 240 feet below the surface, it's not all that bright down there. They see some shade they see shades of color. I believe it's a reaction bite. You know, they see something go zipping by their face, and they see their buddy check it out and maybe chase it a little bit, and they have to have it.
Why does somebody think that red is the color?
Because there's red crab.
Oh, in
the water.
But I've never seen a red crab that's 6 inches long.
Yeah.
Or moving faster than just a non-flick of the tail pace.
And I've heard people use red hooks because they can't see them.
Now, red hooks matter.
Okay.
Get out of
here. For sea bass fishing. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. So to answer your question, I think it's a reaction bite. I always tell people stick with the basic neutral ocean colors. Your green and whites, your blue and whites, your scrambled eggs, you know, try to stay away from something outrageous like a fluorescent pink or red. Although the red, you know, we have caught some fish on a red jig, I have to say, but
it's more the size of the jig.
It's more
rather than a 6X junior fish the full 6X or the 200-gram flat fall rather than the 130-gram flat
You just want to increase your odds. You just want to spend more time in the strike zone than the guy standing next to you. And if you're fishing with a full-size jig, you get down to the zone before the guy next to you fishing with a junior size. You spend more time in that zone because when the boat starts drifting, sometimes we're drifting at 2 full knots. And people's jigs are starting to get an angle in your line, and now your lure that was down at 180 feet is now only down, you know, 100 feet. And so you're out of the zone at that point. So a heavy jig, you're just increasing your odds.
Let's talk about that, Ryan. The boat's drifting, wind's blowing, you're dropping down, it's dropping down fast, but you're winding up, and then you're dropping down, dropping up, down, up, down. You end up... Your jig is drifted out. Is it better to just wind in and start all over again?
We tell people to wind up and drop straight down again. And one of the things that is, you know, that we do on the San Diego to kind of split the passengers up, we tell the people that can cast, fish on the downwind side of the boat. You know, cast your yo-yo lure out 30, 40, 50 feet, whatever it is, and let it sink until it gets straight up and down, till the boat has drifted towards it now. When it gets straight up and down, start winding up fast. And that's how, if the crew wants to hook one and hand one to a little kid, that's how they do it. It really splits the crowd up. You can put the beginners on the windy side of the boat that are just dropping their lures straight down, and the boat's going to drift away from it, and put the more advanced people on the downwind side. But, yeah, once your lure gets out there at a sharp angle, you're out of the zone.
So it's not fishing properly.
It's not fishing properly. Wind it up and drop it straight down again.
Yeah, that's a good idea. With if you can cast on the downwind side, and then basically you have no angle at all by the time you're winding up.
Yeah, it's straight up and down.
Yeah.
Get a lot of bites like that.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about next up we talk to Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Don, thanks for hanging in there with us this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Tagging on to the question earlier about taking a minor on the boat, I've got a friend with a 14-year-old, and she wants to go fishing. Would we need to have a letter indicating that it's okay to take her out of the country?
I don't think you need a letter. I think you just need a passport.
Because I know on an international flight you need that. I just was curious whether or not taking a boat across the border would require the same thing.
I don't think so.
I think because you're returning to the same port
exactly.
And you're not touching land, that's not the case.
Yeah.
I think what they're worried about on that kind of stuff is that somebody's taking them out of the country and they're not going to bring them back.
Right.
Right.
You're bringing them back.
Right. Yeah.
The boat's not going to touch
land. No choice.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
thanks
you're good,
question,
Don.
Guys.
I will say this, too. You guys do a really good job. And I know everybody tries to, but the atmosphere that's created on the San Diego is very fun. The crew they're young, they're enthusiastic. It is a really good atmosphere to bring a kid like that out there. I mean, that's not to say that it's not hardcore fishermen, but it doesn't have that vibe of, you know, only guys that have been fishing forever are welcome here, and that's not. You guys do such a good job welcoming kids and new people, and the atmosphere that's created on that boat is very, very unique.
That's our favorite, is to watch a kid catch a fish.
Sure, yeah. Especially big yellow.
Right, yeah. That's the best part of the job.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you just recently did a ton of work on the San Diego. Don, thanks a lot for the call. Good question there.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, we did do a lot of work. We were in the boatyard for 3 weeks, and then we came back to Seaforth and did another 3 weeks of maintenance at the dock. you know, these boats are getting old now, so they just require a lot of upkeep to keep them safe, keep them comfortable. You know, full paint job, pulled both shafts out, replaced every bearing on the boat, on our running gear, replaced some wood up on the bow, new fiberglass. Just a lot of work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And so it's looking shiny, running great.
Running
great. Ready for the season.
Ready for the season. Yeah, we're hoping.
3 weeks in the boatyard, that's a long time.
It's a long time, yeah. We're hoping she's all beat up at the end of the year.
So you have to do it all over again.
That's right.
You guys had so many long stretches without fishing last year, you know, so many breaks that you had.
It's hard on that 5:30 to 5 run because you don't ever get a day and a half trip in where you get into the morning and you have all day to kind of work on projects and get stuff done. It's from 4:30 in the morning until 9 at night. Me and the crew are on that boat, and so when the off season comes around, you got to make sure you get everything done to where when you start fishing in the spring, you might not stop until December.
Yeah, because if you stop, it's lost income too.
It's lost income.
You got to make hay while the sun shines.
That's correct. Yeah, you need to keep it going.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting out there. You stay tuned. Lots more information. We're listening to the Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Ryan Boston in the San Diego on the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, Dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
With that slam dunk, that's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
What a tuna and yellowtail
sale season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new, because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at SanDiegoCountyFord.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.